Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, welcome to our show that's for you and it's about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, and you're now ready for your money to start working harder for you today. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity now, not 30 or 40 years from now, but today, to live that life that you love with those you love right now. But on top of that, it's about creating a life of meaning and purpose and creating and blessing people's lives, because as you are blessed financially, you can bless the lives of others too. And guys, I appreciate you allowing me to create my ripple effect through you, that you're sharing, you're binging, and you're doing all these things that allows your life to change for the better today. So thank you so much. As a quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. Also, go and give us a rating over at iTunes, right? Go over there. Give us a great shout out. Love to hear it. I love that there's so many reviews. I think we're about 200 reviews right now. So thanks to you guys. Hey, shout us out. Appreciate it. Thanks. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. The website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home, and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Website's fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. All right. So today, what I'm really going to talk about here is what's really my case for Bitcoin and things like gold and silver right now. Now, you're probably wondering, especially if you listen to the show long enough, right? It was 2 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago, 2018, wasn't it? Yeah. December 2018, when I came out and I said, guys, Bitcoin is a sham. You know, what are you doing? Like, the best thing you do with Bitcoin is sell it and get real value out of it. Well, guess what? It tanked right after that, didn't it? And then the next year, it got even cheaper. It went from 20,000 down to like 3,500. I said, ooh, that's pretty cool. And I remember, here's the crazy thing, guys. I actually bought Bitcoin, was around $6,000. I said, there you go. Like, it's crashed. I think it's about time to look at trying my luck a little bit. Now it's up like, well, depending on when you're listening to this, I'm recording this before the end of the year. Just so you know, by the way, this shirt, I do actually shower. I do change clothes, but I did pre-record almost 2 months worth of podcasts so I can go on vacation. So that's why I'm wearing the same shirt as before. I still love passive income, but just so you know, I do shower at least once, twice a week, at least. So anyways, I know we're in 2021. I've been recording this in 2020, but we've seen spikes go up over $20,000. Here's the thing. I know there's a lot of different sayings about Bitcoin and things like that right now. And actually, I know last time, just when we were talking about before, you know, I had Jeff Nabors on, right? And he was talking about Bitcoin and how really, like, why it's actually poised to go up towards, maybe heading up towards $1 million. Here's the thing. One, again, we don't make recommendations on this show. Two, I'm actually not telling you to invest or buy any Bitcoin or even gold or silver or anything of that nature. I'm not giving you any recommendations here, but I want to give you my take on Bitcoin, even after you've heard Jeff from his viewpoint. Here's the thing. I actually had the option to buy Bitcoin in 2009 when it was pennies. Yes, I would have been multi-millionaire had I even put a little bit of money into that. It would have been worth hundreds of millions of dollars at that time. Didn't do it. Here's why. And here's still the fundamental premise that also lines up with 2018 and even to this point. It is still not real, okay? Most of these things in this life aren't real anyways. You know, everything's an arbitrary value based on what humans give it. And Jeff made a great point. It really is about what kind of value do we give those things? Now, I will say this, that I think Bitcoin could skyrocket. My personal preference is I'm not going to put anything in Bitcoin that I'm not afraid of losing. Whatever I'm willing to lose, I'm willing to put in Bitcoin. There's what's called a risk-adjusted return. The higher risk, Some people say high risk creates high returns. That's completely false, guys. Various types of risk, and there's various types of returns. And it's not always correlating that the higher the return, the higher the risk. Because I'll tell you, real estate is a much higher return than most things you see out there. And it's lower risk, especially when you do it correctly. But with Bitcoin, Bitcoin has this massive upside potential, right? But it also has massive risk and downside potential too. I mean, all you have to do is have a few people. He mentioned like MassMutual and other mutual fund managers and people like that putting their money into Bitcoin. Well, that could take off. But you know what? They could also pull their money out and tank it. Because when big institutional money goes into these things, you as a little guy or a little girl, again, not saying that condescending way for women out there, you being a little guy or a little woman, you know, for those of you out there, you are really at the mercy of these people because they got much bigger money, much bigger sway. They can even drive up the prices, let the dumb money go in, and then pull their money out to make a quick buck and let you crash with it. That happens all the time in markets. It gets manipulated all the time. People say, hey, doesn't happen in gold and silver markets? Yes, it does. Speaking of gold and silver, right? Talking about that as well. Gold and silver markets can also be manipulated. The one thing we do know, however, over time is that those have held value. The difference between like Bitcoin and gold, for example, is that Bitcoin is still this little baby. It's still having its growing pains. It hasn't gone through emotional, mopey teenage years yet. It's still going, doing its crazy thing. It's still throwing temper tantrums and everything else. But gold isn't in that place anymore. Gold has had way more money going in there. It's way more under a place of control. You won't see like 20, 30, 40% skyrocketing or dips in a day or two or a week even. That's very, very rare. You'll even see anything close to that nature. But they do have tangible value to people. Here's the thing is that understand that this is similar to Bitcoin too, is that gold, the price does not go up. The price of gold per ounce has been the same for decades. The price has been stuck on purpose based on the world. It's only the US dollar when they decide to take off the gold standard, when they do their stuff, and depending on what's happening with between the currencies and all the different countries, because most of them are not backed by gold or silver, although some countries are starting to look to go back to having something backing up. Even Venezuela is talking about having a gold back currency because their currency got debased so horribly. But understand that these things actually have some sort of tangible value, especially for people that are looking to run away from the US dollar or from their own currencies. I will say this though, is that first and foremost is that if I were to trust any of them, I would trust gold and silver way more than Bitcoin. Now, gold and silver, when I buy it personally, I buy it as an inflation hedge for the cash that I'm holding, the emergency fund money that I have. And so like, for example, of our emergency fund liquid cash, we might keep like 5, 10% in gold and silver as really this insurance policy against inflation, about inflation destroying those dollars that we have sitting around. You know, now there's other ways I'm making money too, but for the liquid cash that's just sitting there, we put a proportion of that there. I'm not saying that's the percentage you go with, but there's a good case to be made that if you are worried about inflation, it's not a bad idea to look at ways to diversify yourself. For my money, personally, this is what we do, is that we've got several thousand sitting in value in gold and silver. Now, we've also got a big chunk, 2/3 of our money that's been sitting in cash, I have sitting in my life insurance. Why is it there? Because it earns a much better return than the bank, and it's tax-free, and it's protected from lawsuits and creditors. So I have better protection of my money and control of it. Now, does it mean that it's always going to create massive returns? No, it's not there to create massive returns. It's there to be available and liquid when I need it. I also have other money in there too that I can access and use more quickly, but I keep good 2/3 of my liquid reserves just there in my life insurance. The other third is between banks and online savings accounts that get a little bit better return than the banks do. Although right now, the returns are dismal, aren't they? And they probably will continue to be that way for a few more years at least. So that's kind of where you store the cash. Now, here's the other thing. The part that's not part of my liquid cash, and besides having actual cash money, that's another important thing. I mentioned this in the last episode that I did, where I talked about having actual physical cash. Here's the other thing too, is that food and water, having those basic necessities of life, you need to have that. I mentioned that before, but if there's any recommendation I'm going to give, because it's not an investment, is be prepared. Have enough of these things in place. Food in and of itself is one of the most overlooked assets that's an inflation hedge. Because like I said in the last episode, over the last year, We've seen like rising cost of produce about 2.4%, but meat was over 7%. So having those things, if you think about it, just having those things on hand, especially if prices skyrocket or there's shortages in the market, which I think will definitely happen, whether it could be food or other items. We already saw what happened with toilet paper. Who would have ever thought toilet paper would have gone rare, right? Something that they've taken for granted. There are a lot of things we take for granted even today. Venezuela, like my wife's from Venezuela, she mentioned that. They talk about how when they only go shopping twice a week and they have very designated days, if they don't have the food there, they don't get the food. Her uncle, he would come, he cried the first time he walked through in a U.S. grocery store because he had everything he could ever want. Guys, don't expect the U.S. will always be this way. Don't expect that we'll always be prosperous, that we'll always have everything that we will want just by a click of the button or a walk into the store. It's very possible that there's things that we need that we won't have. So if there's any case, I'll tell you, the thing that's even more valuable than Bitcoin, more valuable than gold or silver, is having food. And I've mentioned that in past episodes last year in 2020. I'm going to mention it again. You've got to have it. I'm not saying you go hoard tons and tons of food, but we've got in our basement, we've got easily 3-4 months of food, depending on how many kids we have us at that time. It could go longer, but having that preparation in place to allow you to subsist in case things go run dry is so essential. It doesn't matter how much money you have if you can't go buy it. It didn't matter in March or April how much money we had if we couldn't buy the toilet paper. But it didn't matter how much you offered. You couldn't find it. Even people that said that, now, if you had a certain amount of money, maybe people would exchange it. But it was pretty dang hard because I know we had that same situation. Luckily, we had stored up. But we got to the point where we said, well, man, what if this continues on for months? And so we kept searching, looking for more. And you had to get pretty creative, know who to talk to and get connected. That's my advice for you guys. There is a case for Bitcoin. There is a case for gold and there's a case for silver. Again, I see with Bitcoin, personally, at least with my comfort level, I don't want to have anything more than what I think I could gamble away with and not worry about it, not care. If it makes lots and lots of money, awesome. You know, if it does go up to $1 million, great. It'll make me hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. If it doesn't, great. I'm not out anything. Gold and silver, we have more of that and we keep that more as insurance policy. Food, same thing. We have that as something that actually is usable because no matter how much gold or silver you have, gold and silver, you can't eat it. It's a rock. You can't do anything with it. By the way, when I buy gold and silver, I buy the tangible coins or gold bars, things like that. But guys, you can't eat gold and you can't eat silver, but you can eat food. You can have those goods and those things that are there. Heck, who's to know that even chocolate might be a shortage? Who's to say that the chocolate wouldn't become all of a sudden the next gold? You know, I'm not saying it is, right? That's not my prediction. I'm just saying, guys, is you want to look for the things that are valuable and things that you may be taking for granted. That's what you should have. So anyways, that's my advice for you guys is to educate yourself, find out what's right for you and your family and prepare because now's the time to buy real assets and real stuff. Guys, make it a wonderful day. We'll see you later. Thank you. Yes.
Hey! Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.